Blog Talk Radio.
Before we started roasting chestnuts at their learning center, American Family Insurance says, let's bask in the glow of fireplace safety. Hey, y'all, and welcome to One Designer, Two Ideas, Thursday night decor short and Monday show preview. I'm Pam. We continue our week-long recognition of National Fire Prevention Week with a look at fireplace safety. It seems when you watch House Hunters on HGTV, everybody wants a working wood-burning fireplace. And really, who wouldn't? They are romantic, beautiful, with an ambience that is unmatched. But it's more to fireplaces and those amber fires than placing logs and lighting the fire. An article at thisoldhouse.com asks us to follow a few safety tips first. They say fireplaces and chimneys have been the cause of 42% of home heating fires. So here are a few tips to use your fireplace safely. I don't have a fireplace, but I want everyone that has one to be safe. So here we go. Number one, hire a chimney sweep. Or if you're renting, ask your landlord about that. A chimney sweep. Do you guys remember the movie Mary Poppins? And Dick Van Dyke was the chimney sweep. He was always covered in soot. They really do exist. So, listen to this. Number one, as I said, hire a chimney sweep. The National Fire Protection Association recommends that our chimneys be swept at least once a year, preferably before use, to remove any buildup such as soot, bird nest, and debris. Number two, also a job for the chimney sweep, ask the chimney sweep to check for damage. The chimney sweep can also inspect the chimney structure for cracks, loose bricks, and missing mortar, as well as checking for cracking in the chimney liner. The chimney, while he's up there, might as well just get it all done. Yes. Number three, also another chimney sweep duty. Talk to him or her about adding a cap to the chimney to keep the birds, squirrels, and debris out. Also, rain. Number four, burn seasoned hardwoods. They're the best. That's what this old house says. They're the best. Burn seasoned hardwoods. Choose dense woods such as oak that has been split, stored in a high and dry place. American Family Insurance adds number five, remember to open the flue before starting the fire. Number six, keep combustible objects at a minimum of 3 feet away, including the kids. Yes. Number seven, not all of us are going to have a wood-burning fireplace. Some of us have gas. My sister, who lives in Atlanta, hers is gas. So this is a tip for my sister and everyone else that has a gas fireplace. Number seven, if you're using a gas fireplace, be sure to move gas valve to closed position when not in use. Number eight, never use fireplaces as a grill or burning holiday paper, you know. Number nine, don't overload it. Build small fires and use kindling to start the fire instead of flammable liquids. Number 10, always use a spark guard. Embers can shoot out of the firebox. To prevent this, you can use a mesh metal screen or glass fireplace doors. Anything, I guess, would be good to make sure that the embers, you know, stay where they should be, because I have seen, even at my sister's house, I've seen embers, and you know, you wonder because they're still lit as they're flying out, you know. So these are some safety tips to keep in mind when using the wood burning gas, the wood burning fireplace, or the gas fireplace. As I said earlier, I don't have one, so I'm not sure that I would want one. I know they're romantic and there's ambiance unmatched, but I think that no, I would rather have a balcony. If someone said, which one would you rather have? I would rather have a balcony. But some people love their fireplaces, and that's real good. So these are tips to keep you safe while you use your fireplace. Both website addresses, This Old House and the Learning Center at American Family Insurance, will be at the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page at 11 o'clock. That address is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. That is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. There will also be a link to the Institute of American Chimney Sweeps. Yes, they have their own organization. I will have that listed as well. Okay, that'll be about 11 o'clock. So right after this show, you won't have to wait until tomorrow, you know, just in case you want to use tomorrow as a springboard to maybe get in contact with a chimney sweep. So as soon as this show ends, it'll be about 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. All of these addresses will be listed at the Facebook page. Well, Monday's show topic has changed. It was supposed to be about household bugs, but instead, it is going to be about redesigning in white. I know I talk a lot about color here, but Monday we will talk about designing in white, its tints, tones, and shades. That's Monday, October 12th at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please plan to join me. If you can't join me live, I hope to that you can listen to the podcast later in the day. Also, we will have our last show on Saturday morning, recognizing Fire Prevention Week. I hope that something that I said during this week has helped, has been informative, and that you have already visited a few times the National Fire Protection Association website. There is so much information there to help us stay safe. I hope that your smoke detectors have working batteries, and that's not a problem. I hope that you check them. I hope that you're trying to design. You know, that's another thing that I will put on the Facebook page tomorrow. I will do that tomorrow. Is I found a diagram on how to create Edith. And you know, Edith is the exit drill in the home to exit the house should there be a fire. And I know if you've been on my Facebook page for a while, you've heard me talk about how to befriend Edith. I've made her, even though Edith is an acronym, I've kind of made her a person. She's, and I have asked you to invite her in and, you know, have her, give her a Pepsi. She'd probably be happy to talk to you about her expertise while she's drinking her Pepsi. So that is something, too, that I want to inform you about. So I will put that diagram of Edith on the Facebook page tomorrow. I will make sure that I do that. I hope that, you know, something I said has been informative. And also, I hope that you thank the firefighter, because they are the ones, you know, they're the ones coming in as we're running out. And even tonight on my way to Walgreens, there was an accident at a main intersection here. And wow, the firefighters, the ambulance, the rescue, and the fire trucks, and the police were there to assist these three vehicles that was involved in this accident. And the one had to be extricated. That is the duties of the fire department. There are so many duties, you know, not just putting out fires. They have many duties, and they do them, you know, without question. So if you see a firefighter, thank him or her for their services to the community. Also, I also want to remind you guys that if there is an issue that your home cannot afford to purchase a smoke detector, there may be a program with your local fire department where they have a program that offers homes that cannot afford them smoke detectors. You won't know unless you call and ask them. So, and also, if you ever call them, please contact them on their non-emergency number. Yes. So, well, you know, I've given this information, and it's been, I've learned myself, actually. I'm telling you, I've learned myself a few things that I read at the National Fire Protection Association, even to fireplace, you know, safety. There's a few things, you know, that I didn't know. I hope that this information has been helpful. If you need the information, you can listen to the podcast of this show and list them again. Also, you can also visit the thisoldhouse.com, and that address will be posted at the Facebook page. Also, the Learning Center of the American Family Insurance Company. So there's a bunch of information, and I've given you places to go to research it for yourself. So again, I the show for Monday, the topic has changed to redesigning in white. I think it's going to be a fun show. I talk a lot about color, but this is going to be a pretty good show. We're going to all learn something about white. Hopefully, we'll talk to one of my good friends, Rebecca, who actually designed her kitchen. She designed her kitchen to what it is, and it is all white. And maybe we can get a chance to talk to her and, you know, find out what was the idea, what was she thinking when she designed her kitchen. It's a beautiful kitchen, and it is, as I said, it's white. The cabinets are white. The countertops are black granite, which kind of contrasts the look in the kitchen, but it's mostly white, but it works. It's white and glass, and of course, then again, the black granite for the countertops. So hopefully we will talk to her. She's a busy bee. I just changed the show tonight, so I'm working behind. So I will hopefully get in touch with her, and we'll be talking to her about what was she thinking and her thought process when she was designing her kitchen. Well, thank you for joining me tonight. And again, I really do enjoy bringing you the shows. So listen to the podcast again if you want to catch up on those points that I made. And this has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. While the decor shorts may be short, they are never short on substance. Good night, all.